Going back to Passchendaele, I remember when we found the first cemetery, the new Passchendaele cemetery, there are these people from Ellsworth. You were telling them of the occasion when you were one of a stretcher party of four. What happened then?
We were sent off.
This was at Passchendaele, was it?
At Passchendaele itself. Well, not actually Passchendaele. We're all getting confused.
The front.
It's the Passchendaele sector. Passchendaele, as we saw, was 2 or 3 kilometres back from the cemetery. And the cemetery is the actual spot where we were born. We were sent off, four of us. And we had to bring down some wounded. And sure, we got into this poor old chappie on the stretcher, had the stretcher on our shoulders, and we had 8 or 9 walking cases. Along came a shell right underneath the stretcher, and blew the stretcher to pieces, and the man on the stretcher we never saw, and we never saw one of the walking patients. There were 3, 4 stretcher bearers just stood still looking at each other. Other than us, they escaped, I do not know. Never will understand.
What went through your mind at the time, or don't you remember that?
Oh, I just couldn't believe it. Really, we were very concerned about our patients. We felt that we were responsible for their safety, and we'd lost them. And it felt to us that we'd failed in our duty. Although we did the best that we could, it was one of those things that you can't control at all in any way. Not during a war time.
Who were the other three? Were they...
The other three, they were shaken to pieces about it. But and then eventually...
Were they your three pals or not?
No, two of them were.
Else, was it?
Two of those were my pals. Two boys from Torquay.
Well, Andrews and Coombs.
Andrews and Coombs.
Yeah.
They were then, within a few days, were killed themselves. So though they escaped that lot, well, within a few days, they were still laying to rest. It left me with only one of my stretcher squad left. And then we had to reform it. It wasn't quite the same. I was like treading around. I was in the
Tyne Cot, the really large one.
Going back to that Tyne Cot graveyard, one of the most interesting points was the discovery of one of what was called the German pillbox. These are the things that I thought would be demolished and done away with, but I felt if only I could find them, I should know just where they were. To our surprise, while walking in there, Franklin says, "What would this be?" And this was a concrete built square. It's just an aperture there.
Covered in ivy now, though.
Oh, covered in ivy, yes. And there was just room to save, I suppose, about the size of a brick. 9 by 3, rather. Maybe any more than that. We discovered then that this was one of the pillboxes. Then Franklin, reading the description of the cemetery, came across a paragraph which said that the great monument in that cemetery was actually built on one of the pillboxes. When we walked up to this monument, there was a nice plaque put there just by the pillbox and showing that it was one of the pillboxes. This pillbox, I wouldn't say it was the exact one, but one of those pillboxes was a advanced dressing station when we were there, and I was sent up there, I remember it well, on one Sunday morning going back direct from Leeds. I was sent up there, and of course what was just an eye chase for the Germans became an open door for us. We showed every time we tried to get in or out. But interesting thing, I always remember it. When we got inside the pillbox, we all felt relieved to think we'd got there. And speaking to one Devonshire man, I discovered he was a gentleman of the Scottish Army at Plymouth. I never knew what happened to that one after that. Wouldn't like to say.
Didn't know his name even.
No, stupid. I didn't think of his name because I think more or less we almost had the feeling that we should never get home again. We weren't morbid, but the fact was that there was so much machine gun each time you went in and out that you just couldn't think you could miss being hit at all. And there again, we came through. Marvelous came out.